This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A mature pregnant cow in Jackson County has been killed by an uncollared wolf. It's been confirmed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The rancher doesn't want to be identified. He says it happened after they fed their cattle on February 4th.
And everything was fine. Everything was healthy and went down on February 5th, and she was killed then.
The Jackson County producer says they've had wolf tracks around their ranch in North Jackson County, maybe 10 miles from the Wyoming border. He also says it's an uncollared wolf, which was confirmed by CPW. That means it wasn't one of the wolves introduced in Colorado.
So we're new to around. We've seen the uncollared wolves before. You know, and in back we found a collar and a tag just on the northwest end of the ranch. Wolf collar. So we've known they've been around. Again, I'm not sure why we're spending money on reintroducing wolves when they're already here.
He says he's in the process of filing a claim with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. A media statement from CBW says damage specialists will work with the producers in the area to have tools for non-lethal mitigation to try to reduce the likelihood of future conflicts. Young Tracks Preschool and Daycare has been closed down by the state of Colorado Department of Early Childhood due to child abuse allegations. The city of Steamboat Springs has issued a press release to say that this is an ongoing criminal investigation, so the agencies involved are limited by state ethical rules as to what is being released to the public. The city of Steamboat Springs says all victims have been encouraged to get medical care. No local law enforcement agencies closed the daycare center. It was the state of Colorado. Anyone charged is presumed innocent. The investigation is ongoing. There's a support group meeting at 5 o'clock Tuesday and noon on Thursday at 480 Rolling Stone Drive. It's for anyone who'd like to participate. It's being organized by Brighter World and local mental health providers. Nancy Gray is the recipient of the Hazy Werner Award this year. Nancy Gray was born and raised in Steamboat Springs. She worked at Steamboat Resort for 53 years, mostly as a ski instructor. She's been very involved in Winter Carnival, Tretta Pioneers Museum, Heart of Steamboat United Methodist Church, and a longtime swimming instructor and lesson coordinator. Rout County Riders has received a $50,000 grant from Yampa Valley Medical Center Foundation to help improve bike safety outreach by supporting their school safety programs and distributing more bike helmets. UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center has been named among the 2025 top 100 rural and community hospitals in the U.S. by the Chartist Center for Rural Health. It will be a quiet week in Steamboat Springs. It's blues break, meaning no school. Many families are headed out of town, probably somewhere warm. In wrestling, congratulations to Meeker's Cade Blunt, the new Chassa State Wrestling Champion in 2A, 175 pounds. Other local finalists who finished second in state are Coy Weber from Meeker, Kayla Deaton, Moffitt County, Reese Davis from Rifle. And in Nebraska, Steamboat Springs High School graduate Cole Sittig coaches the Crawford High School Rams wrestling team. He's been named the Boys High School Wrestling Coach of the Year for Nebraska. Steamboat's Cody Winters has medaled again on the World Cup circuit, finishing third in snowboard cross at a World Cup competition in Italy. That bronze medal goes with another bronze in a World Cup snowboard slalom in January. Winters is the only athlete on the World Cup circuit to be competing in two different disciplines, let alone medal in both. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.